Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The South African President, Cyril Ramaphosa, is cutting short his visit to the Commonwealth Summit in Britain to deal with violent protests back home. Mr. Ramaphosa has used the visit to try to encourage more investment in South Africa. David Bamford reports.
Cyril Ramaphosa, who took over as South African president in February with a promise of change, will have been disappointed that he's been forced to leave his first Commonwealth summit under these circumstances. Clashes first broke out on Wednesday in the Northwest Province, where protesters are demanding jobs and housing, as well as an end to corruption, including the sacking of the province's ANC premier. Roads have been barricaded, vehicles set ablaze and shops looted. Mr. Ramaphosa has called for calm and ordered police to exercise restraint.
The leaders of more than 50 countries have been attending a state banquet at Buckingham Palace at the end of the first official day of the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting in London. On Friday, they have private talks at Windsor Castle, west of London, where it's expected the issue of who should succeed Queen Elizabeth as head of the grouping will be discussed. The former director of the FBI, James Comey, has told the BBC that he doesn't believe there's anyone around Donald Trump who can contain him. Mr. Comey, who was fired by Mr. Trump last May, expressed concern over the threat that he said Mr. Trump's conduct posed to national values, including the rule of law and the truth.
Well, I wake up some mornings and read the president is demanding the jailing of private citizens, occasionally me. And so that's one of the reasons I'm confident the answer is there are not adequate people around him to stop impulsive behavior.
President Trump has previously attacked Mr. Comey for what he said were his many lies. In his first speech as Cuba's new president, Miguel Díaz-Canel has said that under his leadership, there'll be no space for those who want to return to capitalism. The former vice president said his government will continue perfecting socialism. He vowed to defend the communist revolution begun by Fidel Castro 6 decades ago.
For us, it is totally clear that only the Communist Party of Cuba, the superior force and the leader of our society and of the state, can guarantee the unity of the Cuban nation. It is worthy of the confidence put by the Cuban people in its leaders.
World News from the BBC.